Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding Daf Kuf Zayin. Again, when we talk about the din of the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, we're talking about two separate lavin, two separate chatois, shemis, they're really separate shemis, even though Rashi calls it separate gufim. But he means it because it's two separate shemis, two separate ones in the minyan or minyan or mitzvahs, the way the Rambam learns it. Each one's chayav its own separate chatos. And we have the machlekes. Does it include only in a case where it's mutarei pedim, with the mutarei pedim, which means you shechted it on the inside of the azara, and then you took it out the Yevurim to go to be ma'ilit b'chutz? Or does it even, like according to the Rabbanan, even in the case where you shechted it b'chutz, and then afterwards you were ma'ilit b'chutz? Well, of course, had the problem. We have the oidish of the chiyuv karis, side by shechita and side by halah. The problem was that we don't really find an azhara for shechita. We do find the azhara for halah, yishaber ped vial, where it says lashon of yishaber ped vial that constitutes a lav. But we don't find it when it comes to the shechita. Their Torah never really says a lav. And to learn it out from a kavah chaymer, it's aimas here in min hadin. We can't learn out a kavah chaymer from a kavah chaymer a lav. Therefore, the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says, we learned out from Xer Shavit, or has the Machlaikis that we have, or we have the Machlaikis that we have. Rabbi Yechanit says, we are the Hava Hava, Malahala Ba'ana Shalim Kain, he's here. We have Xer Shavit, and that's according to Rabbi Yechanit. Then we have Rava Amar Kidda Rabbi Yaida. Yomar Rabbi Yaida Os Yashav Sham. So we have different limudim, either hava hava, or we have shum shum. And, which means, again, that we're able to learn out from Xerah Shaveh a lav. A lav, Xerah Shaveh tells us we can have a lav, even though the lav is not explicit. That's the din that we have over here. Yesterday we said, what is the din of Shchutei Chutz? We have a big machlekes, Rashi, and Tesis and Kedusha. We had a stira. Rashi learns that Bechlal, when we talk about the din of Bekachim Shemesu, Rashi holds in general that the whole Isra is only a Drabonin. Rashi in Tamura, Rashi in Me'ila says like that. And Rashi in Kedusha says that if it does not have a Heter Zrika, it's going to be Usar Midaraisa, it's Usar. But even doesn't have, if there's still an Isra Kainish by it, because Zrika was never matter. Zrika's never matter. Tosfos has the kasha. So what do you mean? What happens by if it doesn't have a heter Zrika by kachim shemesu? Avol bikain and even goes to yetsa l'chulin, and therefore it should be mutter. But so nemesis, we pointed out yesterday, there is a finish over here. Even if you hold that it blives chulin and it doesn't have an iser of hana. So what are we saying over here? It's not a carbon. Now we're saying there's still a din of Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz for the Behemoth's Chulin. What's the beer advarim of that? And we see that it's not like that. Maybe we have to explain that a little bit more. We see that it's conceivable that something is right to have the Shem carbon, even though there's no Dinim. Even though there are not even Aser Bahana. We do find the same thing in Taisus and Tamura by Kotche Akum. Taisus says, by Kotche Akum, if you hold like Rabbi Yaisi, there's no dead pig on my servitame, there's not even Asar Bahana. And yet, it does have a Shem Kodesh to it, and therefore we're able to have the same thing over here in Lechaira. What we have, Nachma, As Yisham Shabbalah, Allah Shalim Kain, he's here. Here also, we do come up. So we do over here come up with a lav for shechita, even though it's not the farish, but we do have it based on the drasha of the Xerah Shavah. Now the Gemara says, okay, very good. Ashkan mutarei pnim. We find Enochadami. We find it by Mukhtari Pnim. You shifted it on the inside. It's earmarked for Haktara to be done with him, and he took it out B'chutz. Ashkacha Mukhtari Pnim Shehelan L'chutz. What about Mukhtari Chutz? Shehelan L'chutz B'nayin. How do you know in that case, where the Shechita was on the outside, that you could be chayv for halah? Amar of Kehana Makra'a. The Alayhem Taimar, Alas Mukhin Taimar. When the Gemara is saying, the Alayhem Taimar, literally, of course, what does it mean? The Alayhem, and to them you shall say, they should give the tzivoy. And to them, now, of course, if the word Alayhem was with an ayin, as opposed to an aleph, it would mean something else. It would mean referring to that which was already said. What was said? Valeim Taimar? It's coming really to refer to the previous parsha. That's how the Gemara is taking the license to go make such a drasha. Rashi over here says, Valeim Taimar. Zot Chelas Parsha Salah. That's how the parsha of Allah begins. After the Torah talked about Shechita. Usmucha L'Parsha Shechutechut. Right next to the Parsha of Shechutei Chutz. Right after the Parsha of Shechutei Chutz, you have Va'aleim Taimar Ala Rishayim, the Mishtayim, Mishtut Shechutei Chutz, where Sha'am Hashim Helam Chutz Chayev, Va'aleim Karinina. You read it with an I and not an Aleph. And then the Gemara says that is not a legitimate basis to Darshan. In other words, if we're really going back on the previous parsha is talking about where the shechita is not b'chutz. Where the shechita is not b'chutz, v'aleihem, and regarding that, there's also a din of halah. Everybody hear this? It doesn't say Valayim with an ayin. It says Valayim with an ayin. That's not legitimate. Ella can attend the name of Yishmael, Valayim Taimar. There with the Vav, the Alayim Taimar, the Arab Parshius. He comes and he tells us, like the Tanit of Rabbi Yishmael. Rava comes and tells us, with the Tanit of Rabbi Yishmael, we combine the Parshius because of the Vav, which is a conjunction. So it means that we just got finished talking about Shechutei Chutz, and Valeim, where you have that together with the Haktara B'chutz, the Alas Chutz, that's also a reason to be chayv. Rabbi Yechonin Amar, Osya Hava Hava, Ma'ala Halon, Mutarei Chutz, Adkan, Mutarei Chutz. We have another drasha of the Hava Hava, and therefore, the Gzeira Shava is speaking about cases where we combine the Shechutei Chutz in cases where it's on Havas Chutz, Mukhtari Chutz, and therefore, you're going to be chayiv by both cases. Mukhtari Chutz is also a reason to be chayiv, even though, again, in that the original Shechita was B'chutz. If that's the case, and the Gemara is saying a very big chiddush here, the Gemara is telling us, there's a din of halas chutz by mitare chutz and mitare flip. Now the pashtus you would say is that the din of halas chutz is a din where it doesn't make any difference between where the shechita was. I might have thought ulai that maybe it applies only by mitare flip. Comes the pasuk and the gzera shava and tells us don't make such a mistake. But the Yisr applies even by Mukhtari Chutz. The Gemara is saying it like that. Maskim la Rabibi. Panis nan. If fainting Gemara, Shleisha Vishesh Krisus Matairim. When we have the Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus, where the Mishnah enumerates, it says there are 36 Chayve Krisus. Comes out, in light of your saying, what you're saying, that Mukhtari Chutz is like that, it should come out, plus a Meshev Havyan. It really is not 36, it's 37. 36 Havyan, the Ika Habaylam Ahabaylam, because there are two Isurim that the Gemara is learning out, two separate Limudim of Habaylam Ahabaylam, is that Habaylam Mukhtar, Magdaylam, Amayla Muktare Pnim. And that is a separate Isser of Muktare Chutz. Kasha. That's a Kasha. Why would it be like that? Why should it be like that?
The
Mice is the same. Yeah, the mice is the same. The mice is the same. And why would you think that it's Mechayev Tucha Tois? Yeah. Yeah, and not only that. Yeah, you would think it's really only one. When the Rambam brings the halachis, brings it as one. When the Rambam brings it, we take a look. The Rambam shnogis. Let me just get it quickly. We have over here. We have over here, when the Rambam brings it, the beginning of Ilcha Shnogis. In the Hadamah to Shnogis, where he lists the mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs are there, Lagabe this? How many laban do we have, Lagabe this? Rambam at Shnogis comes, and he says, Yesh Mechlolan, included in this, in the parsh, in the chapter of Shnogis, Yesh Mechlolan Chamesh Mitzvahs Asay, Vizehu Pratan. That these are the Pratan. But then we have what? Shiat Rivu? But he brings a shakri, a chayote.
Rabbi, at the end of the halakha, which says, Vishara Veya Shiva Asar.
What
he
say?
Has Yud Gimel towards the middle, towards the last third. He says, Uvashara Veya Shiva, so 17. And then he has the 13th and 14th.
End of the halakha.
What?
It says Vishara Veris Shivasa. You know, first he has the Vajazara, then his Arias, and then he has Vishara Veris 17.
What?
Perik Aleph Halacha, Perik Aleph Halacha Dalad.
In Shkogis.
In Shkogis. So he lists.
Yeah, so over
he
here
lists
he
all
comes.
Of them.
Yeah, the 13th and 14th. Here brings Katas Kavua, the Rabbi lists, Katas Kavua, are by the Shalosh, they are 43. The Elohim, then he goes through all of the, he goes through all the Arias, Shah Veris Sheva Esrei, there are 17. Yeluhein, then he comes and he says, what? Balai, Bal Yidaini, Chal Shabbos, he does Malacha on Yom Kippur, Chal Nisar, all the things that he's not allowed to eat. Then we have the 13th one. Hashechit Kachim Chutzla Azara. Okay? Now what? Hamaila carbon chutzla zara. He's maila carbon chutzla zara. We have the Isra of Shechita, of course. We have an Isra of Halah, of course. Then right away he goes to Mafatim Shemit Amishka and thinks, got a separate number. It's one. So this is a problem. The Keren Ira is, this. Also, what is it? The Chayyid Rambam ignores this. Why it is like this? This halacha al Hashem, I mean in the Shkogis, Merik Aleph halacha Dalit, we have the Keren Ira is tabu on this, why it is like that. So we have that is, but let's think here more. So this is a problem. But the way the Gemara is learning, it's Akasha, it should come out, the Gemara holds it's a separate Shemissa. Now what? Now, until now, we've been speaking about what are Vaidas Labachutz, Shechita, and Halah. But that's not the only time you chayav b'chutz. Let's say he's Zayrik. Not four. No. Let's say he's Zayrik. If he pours the dam of a carbon b'chutz. Not Kabbalah, no. Only... If he does Zrika b'chutz, he's chayiv. So, Why? What's the mucker for it? Obviously, we have to find out why that's true. And like Shmuel Aaron asked the Bob Makasha, so why is it not like that by Kabbalah? Oh, maybe you have to explain that also. But why is it? But it's not. Hazirik mitzastam b'chutz. He's kind of, you know, and how do you know that? Now, Nachamo. But it's not Hazirik mitzastam b'chutz chayev. We learned out from, not clear we learned out, we learned it out from a brisa where there are different ways to learn it out. Why? Pasuk says, Dom Yechoshev, here it says, Dom Yechoshev, Lo Ishahu Dom Shafach, Le Rabbis, Azirik, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. We have the Pasuk, Dom Yechoshev, to be Marbe Zirik, that's the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Kiva Aymar Aizebach L'Rabba says Hazayrik. We have over here also. I believe to be Marvel, a special Rebuy that we have over here. But it's not Rashi over here comes that tells us. But it's not the Kaban, the Masnisen. We have a riot later on. Says that if it's Zayrik Dabin Bechutz, that he didn't Shalaynos and Arba Matanis, El Matan Achas even. He's Chayiv. Davies Rika Bifnim, the Kavase, it's not like we learned, we know of course, Kolotanim, on a Mizbech Achitz, and you did one Zrika, it's enough to be Chayiv. Kolotan on a Mizbech Achitz, it's not so much an Achaz Keeper. How do you know that you're Chayiv for Zrika Schutz? Zrika is now Bechutz. Shvita Bahalad says, doesn't say anything about Zrika. Well, now we have Rashi, like Rashi tells us, the first white line, Donye Choshev, Lo Yishahu Dab Shafach. What's this thing about Dab Shafach? The rabbis, this has Zayrik. Dab Shafach is Marba Zayrik, to Tosius Rikas. The high cry, where is it? What context is this pasuk said? B'shchut Eichutz. It says that by Shchut Eichutz. Not Allah is Chutz, by Shchut Eichutz. On the other hand, we have the other drasha, Zebach Sib. I mean, Allah, there it says, so we have, again, we have the Rabbi Ishmael learns it out from Shechita, a pasuk by Shechita, Shtab Shafach, and Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Allah, from Aizevah, the Rabbi Sazayrik. Let's remember the names, Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Oh, not to keep Cheshvin, let's everybody remember, Rabbi Ishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael learns it out from Shechita, and Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Allah. It's important to keep the hold cup. This way we'll be able to see the Gemara later. So Rabbi Yishmael, again, learns it out from Shechita. Maybe it's Shmuel Shechita. That'll be the manna, the mnemonic from the Shins. Shechita and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva learns it out from Allah. Rabbi Shmuel, hi, I sevach by you. According to Rabbi Shmuel, what does he do with Rabbi Akiva's ribui I sevach? You would need it to be machalik in the karbonis. Because what does it say in the karbonis? In other words, maybe you would say, because what does it say, for example? It says you bring an ayla or a shlomim. Maybe you have to do both in order to be chayiv. The pasuk says you bring an eilai zavach. You mean the eila or a shlomit? Maybe you have to do both in order to be chayiv. Maybe you're not chayiv just for one carbon. Then it's chayiv for all kinds of carbonis. Well, menachas, everything, menachas, ketayrus. Like we'll see later on in the Mishnah, daf kuf tes. So what we have though is maybe you need both. You don't want one carbon by itself. Might not be enough. Let's read it over here. By Dabar Hashem al by Shalem, Dabar el Aaron the Albanav the Albanav the Alkol Bnei Yisrael the Amarto Aleihem Zeh Dabar Asher Tziva Hashem Leivar. We have Zeh Dabar that the Rebbe Shalom commanded Yishish Bnei Yisrael Asher Yishchat. Okay. The El Pesach El Meivo Havira Lo Havio. If he chefs it, Michutz La Machane, he does not bring it into the Azara. Dom Yechoshev, I'm skipping the part. Dom Yechoshev Lalishahu Dom Shafach. That, according to Rabbi Ishmael, is a reboot for Shrika, Dom Shafach. Venichrit Haishahu Bikaravama. Then it said, Vizarek HaKadis Dom Esral, Al Mizbach Hashem Pesach Al Maid, Bechulu, Bechulu. Then it says, Vlayizbach Al Aida Sivchayem, that we learned out the drasha yesterday by Abomim, Zvash Abomim, Swabot. Well, then it says afterwards, Va'alehev Taimah. Now this is the beginning of the parsha of Halos Chut. Va'alehev Taimah Rishish Mibes Yisrael. Mihager Asher Yogur B'Soicha. Asher Yale Oila Oizovach. An Oila or another Zev, or a Zevach. Like a regular Shlom. Del Pesach Ayamay Mohaviyo. What did he do over here? He was Yala Eloi Zavach. Yala Eloi Zavach means he was mapped here. Del Pesach Ayamay Mohaviyo. Lazus Aysai Lashem and Ibis Oishahu Beyamav. And therefore, when we have that, it's coming to the Imam, according to Rabbi Akiva, the sin of Zrika. And I might have thought, according to Rabbi Ishmael, maybe you have to be Eloi Zavach. Maybe you have to do that. So here it says again. So it comes Rabbi Shmuel, Ahumi Vaylei, Rabbi Shmuel, Hi, O Zevach, my Vaylei, you need I Lachalik. You need that, you think the oil to be Machalik. And therefore you don't have to have both. Rabbi Akiva, Lachalik, Bidole. According to Naphtalai, Bidolei, Vienu. He's Kiddush Lai Vienu. Rabbi Shmuel, Ahumi Vaylei, Allah Shalom, Chayev, Eda Chayev, Allah Chasser. Now this we'll have to see about. This we have a big machlekes later on. When you're going to do halah, how much do you have to do? Stop it, Kizayas? Or you're going to do, maybe you have to do a whole aver. Or maybe even have to do a whole behema in order to be chayev. That we'll have later on coming up. Later on, exactly how much does a person have to be makor and b'chutz in order to be chayev for halah's chutz. Rabbi Akiva Nachalei Meilasais Oisoi. That he learns out that that's the din. If you learn like that, Alashalei B'chayim Veinachayim Alachoser. He learns out because it says it. Meilasais Oisoi. What is Oisoi? The Dover Shalei. It as a Dover Shal. Rabbi Ishmael Chad Lemutei Chad Lemuktarei Pnim Shachosru. Rabbi Ishmael uses it again. The same the two drushes for the two separate dinim of Akhtara that we have. Chad Muktari Pnim Shechasru Behel Machutz. Chad Muktari Chut Shechasru Behel Machutz. Okay, so therefore, Bahatanya, Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, Yachal Muktari Pnim Shechasru Behel Machutz Chayit. He said, I might have thought, Muktare Pnim, that were Chaser. And he's mad, the Shehel of Machutz Chayim, Tabad Leiba, Lazais Aisai, Allah Shalayim Chayim, and Chayim Allah Chaser, Rabbi Yavi Akiva, Muktare Pnim, Shechasu, Behel of Machutz Chayim. Yeah, what do we see here? Batanya, we learned in the Brisa, what is the Din? Batanya, Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, I might have thought, Muktare Pnim Shechasu Behel Machutz Chayiv. I might have been under a misconception that Muktare Pnim, that were Chaser, and you brought a Machutz, I might have thought that you're Chayiv. I might have thought that you're Chayiv. Ve'er Chayiv. Avav Shechel Machutz Chayiv. Tavud Leibar Lassas Aisai. Allah Shalem Chayiv. The Eidel Chayiv Allah Chaser. You're not Chayiv Allah Chaser. You're Chayiv Al-Mer by Mutzari Pnim. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva, he argues on the Etz of Din, not just the Drasha, he argues on the Din. Muktare Pnim Shechasru, the Helam Chutz, is Chayiv. Not Yachal Chayiv in the Mevadad. He holds that it's Chayiv. So Rabbi Akiva holds that if the things were brought with him, the carpet, and then you brought it b'chutz, where it's chaser, the din is still chayiv. And before, what would we say? We would say that it wasn't. It's just a shot of the drush. Rabbi Akiva, hi, dab, chashev. By offered late. Now, Rabbi Akiva, dab, chashev, leisha, hu, dab, shafach, is referring to the shechita. That was Rabbi Yishmael. That's the shechita, according to Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva did not darshan from that. Rabbi Akiva darshan, Rabbi Akiva darshan, that he darshan it from the pasuk that we have by Halah, that's Rika Yishayim. He darshan from the parsha of the Rabbi Ve'alayim Taimar, that parsha. Oh, Zevach, well, he learned out the Dinah's Rika. How did he, what does he learn from Dab Shafach? Hi, Dab Shafach, my Yavilei. The rabbis, Shechitas, the oif.
Even though you do Malika.
Now, even though you do Malika. Yeah. Even though you do Malika, I've applied this guy for Shechitas, the oif.
That's
it, that's Malika. Wait, hold on a second. Now, well, from this din, by the way, let's hear this din, what the chiddush of this din is. The din of Allah, the way we learn the din of Allah, what is the Isser? The Isser is that which you should have done with Nim, you did with Chutz. That's not what it is by Shkutei Chutz. If you did Shkutei Chutz, it's not what you should have done with Nim, you did with Chutz. I don't know, Mike, we'll see in a second. Let's say a person did Malika Sa'if, B'chutz. Not even Chayiv, that's nothing. If he did Shechita Sa'if, B'chutz, he's Chayiv. The din of Shechutei Chutz is not because you switched the activity of Bifnim to Chutz. The din, it's a separate Israel that's called Shechutei Chutz. Even if the Avayda that was done Bifnim was not supposed to be done with Shechita. That's why it creates a very big problem. In the Matzoy Shabbos Shiurim that we have, we were talking about a Rashba in Bava Basra. The Rashba in Bava Basra says that the din of Shechutei Chutz, the Rashba has another kasha by Shechutei Chutz. Why? Well, the Rashba has a kasha by Shechutei Chutz, and just at the end he says, the reason why who's Chayim for Halah, and who's Chayim Shechita? Everybody. Let's say a czar will go and he will be Makter a Karban B'chutz. He's Chayim. He's Chayim. Balayim. Who's this Balayim Teba? Saying to them. Who's them? B'nai Yisrael. All of B'nai Yisrael. The Rasba says. The Rasba says. The reason why a Chayim, a czar is Chayim by Shechutei Chutz is because Shechita's kasha bizar. And that's a very appella answer. What do you mean? The reason is Shechita is fine because he did something that if he would do it with Nim, it would be a kasher avayda. What do you mean? He's Chayim also for Aktara. If he would do Aktara with Nim, Azar, he wouldn't be Chayim. If he did Aktara, he would not be good. He's not allowed to do Aktara. And Afal Pikein, there is a din that we have. There's a din that he's going to be Chayiv. So what's the Rashba coming to say? What's the Rashba coming to tell you? This is a big problem. This is a very big problem. And not only that, Wait a second. So this is the problem. What would happen if Azar is going to be saying, and what should happen? If a czar does it, then it is, and he's Chayiv. Even though it's not kosher, so what does he mean? What's he saying by Shechita? Not only that, because what's going to happen if a czar does the Avayda? Then is he Mala Lo Yerdu? What happens? We held like Rav Shimon, we held like Rav Yimi and Rav Yehuda. and Rav Yehuda, we said the czar does it, the Mala Lo Yerdu only, like we had in the Zman Makadish by the case of Tuma. But in other cases, maybe, if you hold like Reb Shimon, it's a little Makadosh. In which case, the din is always, if a czar does the Avaida, it's going to be Imala Lo Yerdu. If it's Imala Lo Yerdu, the din is Imala Lo Yerdu, that you're Chayim B'chutz, even if it's not good B'fnim. Well, see, the din is, let's say B'di Evin, I mean, if you go and you're eyeing on the Mizbeach, even if the Avodah was Pasul. And you did that with Bechutz. So then is there going to be Chayav also? So if had the din been that a Shechita is Pasul bizarre, the din should be, the din would be, so that's what we had. We said we're the Taisvis. That will not only apply, not in the case where the psul is in the Shechita, but that is the Shechita based on the Taisvis that we have over here in Tzvachim Adach Nun Tes, that if it's going to be im alu lo yerdu, because of a psul in an avaina after Shechita, that you'll be chayim b'chutz. But if the reason why the din is going to be its puzzle, and it's going to be malo lo yerdu, machbas a psul in the Shechita, then you're not going to be chayim b'chutz. You're not going to be chayim b'chutz. For example, shlomim shes shaltu kaina psicha istal sosahecho. What is it if a person shechs a shlomim before the Dalsus Ahechol were opened? It's possible. But it didn't seem Allah lo yerdu. And the din is, if he shechted a carbon b'chutz, he shechted a carbon b'chutz before Psichas Dalsus, he's potter.
He's potter.
Why is he potter? I see Allah lo yerdu. Taisvis says that if the reason for the psul comes machbas the shechita, it's not going to be chayim b'chutz, even though the din is going to be a malul yerdu. That's how we answered it. That's why he says, so if the psul is going to be in the shechita, let's had the din been that shechita would not be kosher bizarre, then the din is true would be a malul yerdu, but it wouldn't be a reason to be chayim b'chutz. Because it wouldn't be any different that shlomim sheshach the kind of psichos dalsos ahechol, where there's a psul of the shechita, and that it would be malo lo yerdu, but avo pikein, that would not be a reason to say that you're going to be chay, that you're going to be chay. But that's how we learned shad of the Rashba. But what we have over here then is nachamo. So what we have nachamo. So here the Gemara brings. Here we have Rabbi Akiva Hai Dami Chashimai Yovidlei. You learn out. Oh, so the Rabba Shechita Sa'if. From here we see that that's what the gather of Shechitas Chutz is. Shechitas Chutz is a separate din, not because of what he would have replicated with them. He wouldn't do it with them. It can't work. Rabbi Shmuel Nafkalei may, oh, asher yishchot. It's a from, oh. Rabbi Akiva Amar Lachahumi Valei, ala sheichenu chayef, below ala mailik. You're not even chayef for a mailik. The Havamina might have been that you would be chayav for Mayla because you did copy what you would do with them. That's not a reason. That's not a reason to be chayav. It could be a reason to be chayav for Halah, but it's not a reason to be chayav for Malika. Malika is never chayav. The Parsha is only a Parsha of Shechita. What?
Isn't that
a soul
in the Shechita?
Because that's a separate din of Shechita. Shechita, that's not b'chutz. It's a Shechita, that's not b'chutz. That's a separate din. It's there is a cause of Shechita, of Shechita Sa'if. It's a carbon, and you're doing, taking a carbon, you're doing a Shechita in the carbon. Let's say... By Shechita, the reason is over there it's different. Shechita is not because it's Mechusar Maisa. It's Mechusar the Maisa of Psichas Dalsus.
Okay.
And therefore, what you did is not something that immediately is right to be done with him. It's not something that immediately is able to be done with him. You need Psichas Dalsus, that Maisa. I never know, by Shechita, don't need it. No Mechusar Maisa over here. Ayacharami, let's say you would do it. Before Psichas Dalsus Vahecho will be one thing. But like we're talking over here, it's Achar Psichas Dalsus. So what you're doing here...
But
you did it b'chutz. You did Shechita b'chutz. It's Chayav. It's a separate din of Shechita b'chutz. It's a separate din of Shechita b'chutz. Shechita b'chutz is able to be Chayav. And not Malik. If you would did what you did, Yom Echadami would be possible. But Shechita Soif is able to be chayiv. That's the pashtus. I remember what the way we said in the beginning of this man for Kaddish, the din of where the Mokam Ashchita, remember we said even from Ravitzel, the rise from a Tosefta, let's say a person you hold that Ifis are good and a bummer, what would you do? Let's say you hold Yesh Mincha Mababa, Yesh Ifis Mababa. What would you do? It would not be Malika even. I love this over here also, but we're not dealing with that. Rabbi Akiva Amar Lachahubi Vailay. Allah Sheikh and Chayim Vailay Allah Mailuk. Rabbi Ishmael Nafkalei Mizeh HaDavar. Like we read before when we've said the Parsha, we said the Parsha, Tahaber Alaron Velbada Velkobine Yisrael Vyamarto Alayim. Zeh HaDavar Shetzima Hashem Leimor, that it says here by Shchita, by the Shchita Shchuta Chutz. Like in that Lachma. So here we have, Asher Yishchat, Rabbi Akiva Amar Lachalum Yivayel HaShech and Chai Ben Chai Malamed, Veshmol Nafka Leizem is Zeh HaDavar, the Sanya, like we learn, Asher Yishchat, Ein Leyel HaShechit Behema, Shachat Oif, Oh, Asher Yishchat, Yochol, the whole thing, according to what we said before, is all Rabbi Akiva. Now Rabbi Ishmael learns all the deed about from here. Yachal af ha-moylik v'dinu. Ma-shchita, like you're saying. Ma-shchita d'ein derech ha-shera b'fnim. Your chayiv, malika, sh'derech ha-shera b'fnim. That's how you honor Rabbi, the way you do it. Eino did she chayiv. Allah is kama v'chama, you should be chayiv for that. Tabit laimahar. This is the only way that you're going to be chayiv. This is the only way that you're going to be chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv anything other than the shechita. And therefore, that's the zeh tabit laimahar. Rabbi Kiva of Allah. What do you do? What does he do with zeh hadavar? He learns it out for Xerah Shavah that we have in Balabasra that we had. We learned out the dinim of Hataras Nadarim. The Gemara makes limud yet what you have from the Bezdin of three, the dinim that we have, and we can make Xerah Shavah dinim that we have from Hataras Nadarim, that we have it together with this din of Shchutei Chutz, of being Shayel. Let's say you want to be Shayel on any of Shchutei Chutz, you're able to be Shayel. Tabud Leib HaZahad HaRabbi Kiva Omar Lach Ahumi Vailei L'Xerah Shoveh V'har Esnan HaKai Mitzvah V'Kav El Domin B'Chutz. Let's say a person made Kmitzah B'Chutz. Let's say it's V'Kav El Dom B'Chutz. Shmuel Aaron's question. Here's Shmuel Aaron. You see? You're asking. You sure? Yeah. HaKai Mitzvah V'Kav El Dom B'Chutz is Potter, Midolot, Lamehekatesi the Chayim, or why would you think you're Chayim? Why would you ask such a question in the first place? Tesim is Shchita. You know why? Maybe I should learn that from Shchita. Oba Shchita, Shekedish Salas. Shalom, Shleim, Echad, and Pesach. Why would you think it's Chayim? You learn it from Shchita. Shchita, you know why? Shchita is more Chomer. Because if you shechted it for people that are not capable of eating the carbon, the meat, Skated, skyly, that are not capable of eating carb, that's not the shchita's muscle. Maybe you should learn how to say Mizrika. We learned out from Zrika, whether you learn from Rabbi Ishmael, like from like Rabbi Akiva, whether you learn out from a Zebach, like Rabbi Akiva, from Ali, from Halah, you learn it out from shchita, from Masing Adam Shafach, whatever it is. Learn it out from Zrika. And if there's Chayim, my Chaimitz, then Chaimitz, you should be Chayim. And by the chaimitz you should be chayiv, or by kabbal dam you should be chayiv. Well, the zrikas kaitz are chayiv alam misa. What do you mean? That's it's an avayit tama. Zrika zohar goes does that's an avayit tama, and he's going to be chayiv misa. How would you better let a kabbalah or kabbalah sadam or chaimitz from there? What would be the case? We have Just want to point out one thing here. Maybe we'll have to talk about it more. Again, I don't want to get farfirt over here. The Gemara says, if he makes a kmitza b'chutz, he's butter. Why? Because it has to be shchita. Kmitza, of course, is a way of replicating by a mincha to make it analogous to what shchita would be by a zebach. But somebody, it doesn't work. You're putter anyway, because it has to be mabashchita. Rashi here says, a kmitza mincha b'chutz. It's not like shchita. V'lo hikter. He did a kmitza, and he was not back there. He's putter. Let's say he did a kmitza b'chutz, and then he was back there in the kmitz.
What does that do
with
the
kmitz? The Torah doesn't have a kmitz. No, so when he did the kmitz of the chutz, it's possible. It's possible. And it passes the whole mincha, of course. It's possible, I'd say. But what happens? He did the kmitz. He was mekabel the kmitz. And then he was back to the kmitz. He did the halach. Is he chayev? Even though... What did he do? He did it, and he did it. We don't have. Remember, we don't have the din of. It's not the din of Mutari Chutz. It's against some Mutari Chutz by a Zevach who would be Mutari Chutz. Does that Kiddush apply by a Mincha also?
Is there a din over here?
Or that Kmitza? No, it's not going to be a din of Imalu Yerdu over there because it's not the Psul Mekiddush. That case. It's not going to be Psalm because she did the Kmitza b'chutz. The Kmitza was not b'chutz. There's no Inhala Yerdu there. In which case, I would think it's Potter. And next case, I would think it's Potter. And Rashi, I would think it's Potter because there is exactly because of what you're saying. There's no din here of Inhala Yerdu. Why should it be Chayiv? There's only one reason to be Chayiv. That's called Halah. Even though it's a halah of a mincha psula. And there's no that v'yemal lo yerdu. And Rashi says you're chayiv anyway. It's mutari chutz. It's going to be a case of mutari chutz. Even though it's not a case of vada. Let's say the kaimitz was done properly b'fnim. And then you brought it b'chutz. That's a vada your chayim. That's not a question. That a vada your chayim. Chayim, first of all, it's also that if you mala lo yerdu over there, in that case, that's pashut. Not when he's there, that's a mishnah even. But mashaken over here, if you did the kaimitz b'chutz, you're not going to be chayim for the kibitza you do b'chutz. And avol b'gayim, you followed it up. It's not like even when you did a zebach, you did shchitas a zebach b'chutz. We are chayv for the shechita, and you followed it up with a halah. So there it's a hemshech of that. Over here, it's a much bigger chiddush. Remember, I want to talk about these things afterwards, but just pointing it out, we should be aware of this din. It's a chiddush ladina that Rashi's telling us. The Gemara is not beferish about this. What is going to be the din over here in this? Not only that.
Should Rabbi just repeat that? Rabbi is saying if he did.
Not only that, the way some learns, Chasemis does, they hold that you should come out according to them that you should be potter over here, because they hold that by the case of Mutari Chutz, the only reason you're chayiv is only because you started out with the hakrava of the carbon in a way where it's going to be chayiv. Because Shchutei Chutz is chayiv. If you follow it up with the haktara, you're also going to be chayiv. That svara does not apply here. The Chasemis learns, that b'makad where you're going to be chayim, when are you chayim for halos chutz? The reason you're chayim, even though it's a divine of light of psula, it's only because it's following a shchita which is machayim, because it's a din of shchut chutz. Over here, you see, it's not like that. There's no din over here of kmitza b'chutz. And afal b'kein, there's a din of halah. What did he do outside? Did nothing. Shmika, kmitza. Kmitza b'chutz means absolutely nothing. And now what? He didn't even was back there. What was he back there? A kibitz? That's not a kibitz. It's a kibitz chitzulu. It's not like halav of a burin. Moed Emura means he started off, the Torah was Mechadish and Avaida Mechutz. Shchitas Chutz is Chai. Rashi and Chumash, you know, we have another Diyun over here also, might as well just say it. Let's say Ruvein Shechts it Mechutz and Shimon makes the Halal Mechutz. So we have a clear, this is Fasad, this clear. Rashi and Chumash comes and tells us, you're going to be chayav for that. What is he telling you? What does he have to tell it to you for? The Havamina might have been, why are you chayav by Haftaras Kutz? Because you followed up the Avaita of the carbon. The Chiddush is that it's not like that. But what does it mean? You didn't follow it up. Well, of your shkita, but you did follow up somebody else's shkita.
And two separate
lav. Two separate lavin, but the lav that you're doing it, it's possible, right? I don't think it's possible. But if you started out doing it, then you're fine by the second lav also. And Rashi's telling you that even if you're not the one that did it, somebody else did it, avapikei, you're following up somebody's haskala of the avaida, where he did shutei chutz, that the Torah was mafshiv. To be chayav karis, you followed it up with a different thing, and therefore you chayav for that also. But let's say what you did originally was not a shchita at all. What did you do? A kaimetz b'chutz? What's a kaimetz b'chutz? It's nothing. What's such thing as a kaimetz b'chutz? It's not a legitimate kaimetz. So what'd you do? It did nothing. And by shchita it is. By shchita, the Rashi is mechadish. That the Haktara follows a Shechita, even if you didn't do it. Okay. But Yechayev, why? Because it follows. So, let's say it's a Shechita that you're not Chayev. Let's say he did a Shechita the Nevele, or something. He made the Shechita. Well, let's say it was somebody not qualified to do it. There was a Mumer that did it. And you made the Haktara. You're not going to be Chayev for that. Maybe. Or, so what will happen? And here Rashi's telling you that it's not like that. The reason why you're chayim by Haftaras Chutz is not because the Shchutei Chutz was mechayiv. The raya that this is true is because if you follow up a Kibitza Psula, which is not mechutz, it's not mechayiv, you're still chayim for the Haftara of the Koimitz. Even though, what did you do? What do you mean out there? Kibitza? The Kaimitz. Not a Kaimitz. What kind of Kaimitz is that if you didn't do the Kaimitz properly? This Kaimitz Tumbachutz doesn't mean anything. You're getting a riot from Shkita. Shkita is a Mechayev. Shkita is a such a thing that's called Shkita's Chutz. There where the Torah was Mechayev. And that's how, why the Svasebet says what he holds. From Rashi you see it's not like that. From Rashi you see, if Shkita would not be Chayev for some reason, and we'll have other riots to this also, gonna have another couple of rayas to this. Shinu and Abichai is still be chayav for Haktara. That's no different than the case of the Koibitz. Now what? So what we have now, but let's see how it fits. The Gemara says now, so well learned if I'm speaking, why are you gonna say, Baal Zrika Shkain Sar Chayav Al Abisa? So you would never be able to learn out Kabbalah Saddam or to learn out Koibitz. Maybe you should learn out Taysa Mibedayah. Learn out as a combination. It came. If that's true, then you wouldn't have to tell me the pasuk by Zrika. You can learn that from the combination between Shechita and Halah. And you'll say the following. V'teisim Shechita. Ma'al Shechita. What are you going to say by Shechita? Shekein Yisrael, Shlom Shem Echle V'Pesach. See, you can't learn out Zrika. Yeah, V'teisim Halah. What are you going to say? Ma'al Halah Shekein Yeshla B'Mincha. Maybe Shechita, there it's different. Then it's different because you have that by a mincha. And Zrika you don't have by a mincha. So learn out from Shkita and Halah, the combination thereof. Teretz says, you know why the Torah had to have a pasuk of Dab Shafach? Or El Zevach to come and tell you that you're chayav for Zrika? It tells you that even if you'll have a case that you would be able to learn out from a tzara shove, you don't do it. You have to have a pasuk. You can't make tzara shoves or mamatzinos to be chayav for other things. And that's why you need the pasuk. That's the reason you're not going to be chayiv for a kibitz, and you're not going to be chayiv for kabbal sadat. I'm Rabbi Avo. Now what? This is why I wanted everybody to remember who said what and what did they say. Right. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Now what? Remember it, that this is just goes flows. I'm Rabbi Avo. Let's say he did two things. Shachat Mizarak. He did two isurim. He did the Zrika, Chatos, and he also did a Shchita. Did he do two separate Shemus of Avera? Or did he do one? That depends whether Zrika was learned out from Shchita or Zrika is learned out from Allah. If you learn it according to Rabbi Ishmael, it's learned out from Shchita. What would you say if you do Shachat and Zarak? How many Chatos would you be Chayev? One. Let's say you held like Rabbi Akiva. Two. Everybody hear this line? It is like this. Yeah. I, please don't fall asleep on me, anybody. That's why I have tapes. Chai here, Nachama. Shachat Mizarak, Ludim Rabbi Shmuel Chayev Achas, Ludim Rabbi Kir Chayev Shnai, Abai Omar, Afila Ludim Rabbi Akiva, where he learns out Zrika from Halah. Why? The Abar Kra Shom Tasa Hakosum Asaan Lekula Avida Achas. It's Russia. So I made it to some Kula Avida Achashom Tal. We made it one to the Rabbi Akiva that we learned from by Zebach. Afal became Shom Tal. Made it one Asiyah Kula. Avida Zarak. What about this? The opposite. Zarak Vehela. Right? L'dim Rabbi Yishuel, Chayim Shayim, of course. L'dim Rabbi Akiva, Chayim Alachas. Abai Yomar Gehiros, Afi L'dim Rabbi Akiva, Chayim Shayim. L'hachi Palginu. That's the reason the Torah came and split it. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to come out to be Chayim too. L'hachi Palginu Krav. That was Shom Tala Vishav Tasa. Alright, Zayla the Drosha. What about this? Shachat Vizarak Vehela Latibri Akol Chayv Shtayim. Why? Because this is separate Shemus of Havera. Tana Rabbana. Now, Tana Rabbana. Michutz. Labachana. Yachol, what does it mean when you shech chutz labachana? Where did you do it, shlutei chutz? Outside the Azara? Or outside the whole Beis HaMikdash? Yachol, chutz l'shalosh machanos. I might have thought, what does it mean, chutz, maybe go outside all three? Labachanei Shechina, Machanei Leviya, Machanei Yisrael also. Yeah. Talmud Weimar, oh! What's this again? Yachal Hashechit Ayla B'darim. It says Babachana, another pasuk. Ay Babachana. Yachal Hashechit. Alright, you did in the Machana. Maybe the did should always be Hashechit Ayla B'darim Nechayev. Yeah, make this must have been something. Maybe it's the wrong place. Tabad Leibar. Oh, El Chutz Labachana. Or Chutz Labachana. Ma Chutz Labachana is Miyuchar. Right, l'shchitas kachim, l'shchitas kol zevach. Not right for anything. Yotzad darai, shavu b'shein right, l'shchitas kachim. It is right for l'shchitas kachim kalam, and even that doesn't qualify for big chutz. Omar Rula, hashoche al gagal shel heichal. If he chefs on the gag of the heichal. Gagal shchayim. Pile made royal is shchita, because it's not right for shchita. Let's say in the heichal. Remember, we had a big
Machlekes Lagabe this. Rashi said, Islamai Rachare, and Daf Yadalad. Shita Gubetza says, that's not the reason. It's only because by country, countrymen, it's not suffered. It's only spoken about also in Motzai Shabbos. And therefore, if it's not roi for the shechita, even though it's really within the confines of the azara, that's called shechitichut. Going to the way the Gemara is saying. Kol zemach, the ain't roi, the shechita is kol zemach, maskele rovo, imkei nichtei kra, michutz la machane, the loboy, o pesach, I obey, o pesach, I obey, lovely. What is it coming to tell you? Lovely, mute, gag, gago. It has to be what? El Pesach, I Omayet. Is it come to be Mamayet, the Gag? It's maybe it comes to be Mamayet, the Gag. Or the Rabbi came, Nichten, El Pesach, I Omayet, Ba Machane, Bechutz, La Machane, El Mamali. Lavla, Suye, Gago. Maybe it's coming to be Marbe, the Gag. Amra, Mari, Li, Suye, Kula b'tvim b'tzavar. No, it's coming to me by something else. What do we have here? Kula b'tvim b'tzavar b'chutz. Where is the behemoth? B'tvim. But its head is sticking out. Yeah. So b'chutz, tzavar b'chutz. And therefore, what is it coming to me, Marba? You're chayim b'chutz over there.
Even though
right is inside. That's a din. Kul b'fnim tzavar b'chutz. Tzavar b'chutz. Shechita. You don't even need a pasuk for that. Am I coming rachmana? Shechita, shechita b'chutzi. Eloi soya kula b'chutz. Tzavar b'fnim. There, it's the achayev. We come here, Ela. La soya, let's say the whole behemoth is b'chutz, but the tzavar is b'fnim. Where did you do the shechita? Bifnim, that's called shchutz, because the behemoth is outside.
The behemoth
is outside. Inbar hamayla bismada zeh, Rabbi Yechon HaMachai b'shlok shabar potter. If you made a halah bismada zeh, your chai is chorus and Rabbi Shlok says it's potter. Why?
Even though the Dalsa Seifel are no longer open.
It's 7 o'clock. Alright, we're gonna have to stop over here. Alright, Beit Hashem, we'll pick it up over here, Beit Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.